Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ibra, Laura Rosenberg, we're here. Rosenberg, I'm trying to catch up on what's going on in the world. And I was on Twitter and I saw Lizzo was like, what the hell's going on in Ohio? And it just, you know, me and you have been sending back these awful photos that are floating around. So there's health and environmental concerns in the area of East Palestine, Ohio, after several derailed train cars released toxic fumes last week.
And it's wild. I'm like going through right now on major news outlets to see like where they're covering it. It's crazy low, and if at all. And like basically there was this train derailment, and the train was carrying all of this gas on it. And after the derailment, I guess for the purpose of trying to avoid an explosion of some sort, they decided to release the gas and release this toxic stuff.
Oh, my God. Yeah, their officials are calling it a quote, controlled release.
So it's right. That's why it's called a controlled release. But when you look at it, it don't look controlled, y'all.
Bro, it's like a ginormous cloud of black smoke.
Mm.
I mean, talk about slowly killing
not.
The earth.
Hold on, I'm going to show you. Hold up.
You said it doesn't look controlled.
Bro, there was an evacuation order that was lifted on Wednesday. Since then, there have been a growing number of reports of people experiencing burning sensation in their eyes, animals falling ill, strong odors lingering in the town.
Toxic, that sounds like potential lawsuits later on.
More than that, bro. This is issues. Death, poisoning. Like, this is a town.
Shawnee, I just sent you a message on text. This could mean a lot of terrible things. And the government is saying, no, we've looked at it. It's good. The air's good. The water's good. And there are other people screaming, being like, no, there's no way in which the air and water can be good. And when you look at it, it certainly seems like if you were close to it, it would be a problem.
Yeah, bro, this is a whole cloud.
You would pass out. You would pass out. It's something called vinyl chloride and hydrogen chloride. Oh, my God.
In watching this video, I didn't even notice which one was the gas at first. It's a huge cloud in the sky. It's miles long. This is crazy.
I mean, listen. We all focus on the things that we're told to focus on. I mean, honestly, even in watching, I watched the news yesterday. They led the nightly news with the UFO thing, right?
Saying UFO.
Yeah, I think he did.
Right.
But then as they go in and describe it, I'm going to give you my personal thought now.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of feel like made by a person, or from a government somewhere.
Absolutely.
It doesn't sound like it's as crazy as we were having fun with it yesterday.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's a UFO at all. I think that it's really the United States who put that up there and shooting down their own balloons. I think it's a cover up for some other type of news or whatever. My thing was they're using the terminology UFO.
Right.
Very loosely and getting us desensitized to even hearing there is a UFO out there.
Yeah, well,
is a UFO.
And in the briefing, the press person for the White House in the briefing used the words like, they were like, yeah, guys, they're basically, they were like, this is not aliens.
Right.
They use the, but they use that terminology also. Right. So yes, I hear you. But we're focused on that. Meanwhile, in the middle of America, there's this huge, dangerous smoke cloud floating through Ohio. And Laura, also risking, I'm sure you read, like, whatever, Lake Superior or Lake Huron, wherever it's near, endangering people's water supplies.
I know.
And this isn't major news at all.
You can't find it, bro.
Right.
And people are starting to post it. It's like local news from the area, Shawnee. So the local news are talking about it, but it's not getting the national coverage that it should. And now slowly I'm starting, like NPR, I'm starting to see other outlets like really covering it, but it's very scary.
Yeah, absolutely. This looks nuts. It looks crazy.
So, we'll keep you posted as we learn more, and we'll keep you, you know, in the loop. But, man, love to, if you guys have any family in that area of Ohio, East Palestine, Ohio, man, just check on them. And if I were you, I'd tell them, get out.
Here's a headline you like to see. Train that derailed in Ohio carried more toxic chemicals than initially reported.
Okay.
Wow.
Anyways, so good luck and God bless to everyone. Laura, what are we giving away? Let's get to the shenanigans.
Yes,
what are we giving away?
We have tickets to see Busta Rhymes with a live orchestra in a panel discussion at Carnegie Hall. It should be pretty dope. Now,
hello.
This is a discussion with Robert F. Smith and the guys from Earn Your Leisure podcast.
All right. Okay, this is something. Who we got, Shawnee?
We have Judy on the line.
Judy.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi, Judy. How you feeling?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're good. What do you do for a living, Judy?
So I work at the DMV. Today's my Monday.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, hold tight. Who else we got on the line, Shawnee?
We have Jonathan.
Good morning, everyone.
Yo.
Yo, good morning,
yo,
Jonathan.
Yo, Wagwan.
Chilling?
What do you do for a living, Jonathan?
I'm actually on my way to work right now. I'm in the union, the laborers union, Local 66.
All right.
Local 66, okay.
Up to the unions.
All right, look, we got these Busta Rhymes tickets up for grabs. We have Shawnee with the question.
That's right.
60 seconds o'clock. Let's play Laura Never.
Wait, we know who's choosing who?
No, we don't know.
I just started guessing. Okay. Judy, who do you want to represent you?
Laura.
Well, of
course,
Laura.
Come on, see? Don't waste time, everyone. It's Laura.
You know what I'm saying?
I just grabbed Judy's hand. I was like, let's go.
Let's go.
Walk these dogs.
Exactly. I hear.
Here we go.
Yo. All right. Hybe Entertainment just brought which
Laura.
Label? Laura.
Quality Control.
For $300 million. That's a fact. Who is the only president to serve two non-consecutive
Peter.
Rosenberg?
Two non-consecutive
Three,
terms.
Two.
I don't know.
One.
Theodore Roosevelt. I don't know.
Incorrect.
I don't know.
Grover Cleveland. Non-consecutive.
My dad would be so upset with me.
Grover Cleveland?
You know Grover. who just announced he signed a deal with Def Jam? Laura?
DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled, we the best. Okay. Montevideo is the capital of...
Peter.
Laura?
Montevideo. Eres,
Three.
Oh, my God. I think
two.
It's... Uruguay? One. I think it's Uruguay?
Uruguay, how they pronounce it on...
Is it?
Yep. Correct.
Okay.
Who announced she was pregnant at the Super
Peter.
Bowl?
Laura.
Rosenberg.
Rihanna.
Facts. In the cartoons, what's the name of Donald Duck's rich
Laura.
Uncle? Laura.
What?
Rich Uncle Scrooge McDuck.
Scrooge McDuck is correct. Laura wins.
Judy. Let's
Laura.
Go. We walked together and we won together, Judy.
Yes.
Scrooge McDuck.
You got these tickets to see Busta Rhymes. So I'm going to hold on. We're going to get your info, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Jonathan, we love you for checking in.
Okay. Thank you guys for having me.
Nice.
Peace.
Oh, okay, Jonathan.
I know. Jonathan's bumming me out a little bit. I hope he's all right.
Oh, man. All right.
Jonathan sounded like he's on his way to Ohio right now. That's...
Oh, my God, Peter. All right, coming up in the Flash and Lights report. Bruh, this story is so crazy. Did you see Brett Favre? Did you see suing Shannon Sharp?
I did.
All right, we'll tell you what's happening coming up in a Flash and Lights report. What?
Did he say, I want a dog?
Right at the end, right?
Get a perro.
I think he said perreo.
Oh, I got excited for a second.
Yeah, you're like, oh, Bad Bunny wants a dog. Oh,
I get it. Dog. Bunny plus dog makes sense.
Right.
Conejo y perro.
Oh my God! All right, let's go. Flash of
light. Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flash lights. Lauren Styles can put us on.
Oh, man, guys, I have to hit you with some really serious stuff. Producer Griff put me on to this. A gunman opened fire at Michigan State University, killing at least 3 people, injuring 5 others. The suspect later killed himself when approached by police. Mm. The incident began last night around 8:20 when officers were called for an active shooter at Berkeley Hall. It says when they arrived on the scene, they encountered multiple victims. Both at Berkeley Hall and MSU Union. Michigan State University is about 70 miles northwest of Detroit. But police have confirmed that 8 people had been shot, including 3 people who were pronounced dead at the scene. 5 people have been taken to the hospital, all injured in critical condition. Mm. Oh, my God. Never ending, man. Horrible, horrible, horrible.
I know it sounds lame. I'm like, it's hard for me to know what to say at this point.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, express my concerns over gun control? Yeah, obviously. There should be more laws in place? Obviously. People need to have their mental health checked more frequently? Obviously. But, like, I just don't know what to say. I can't even, like, it doesn't even... Honestly, I was like, oh, wow, this is the front page. This is the top story over other things.
Right.
Because it happens every day.
Yeah, you get numb to it. So, and the victims, none of them passed. It just says that they are critical.
No. Three died.
Oh, 3 died. Three wow. Died. Yeah, man. Sorry to hear that still. You know?
Yeah,
Michigan
awful.
Michigan State University. Ugh, just horrible, man. Horrible.
Awful.
In other news, I couldn't believe the story, Rosenberg. So now Brett Favre is suing Shannon Sharp and others for their commentary on the allegations that he basically, like, fumbled all these funds that should have gone to welfare recipients. Remember we talked about the Shawnee? Yeah. He used funds that were allegedly intended for poor people and instead used them to build a new volleyball gym for his daughter's college team at University of Southern Mississippi.
Hey, Laura, don't get sued. Laura, allegedly.
Allegedly.
You don't want to be the latest one on that Summer Jam screen?
Bro, this is so wild. Now he's like, oh, yeah, you guys have something to say? I'm coming for you.
I was hoping Ebro would get named in that suit. Could have gotten us some good promo.
Oh, my God, bro.
Because he was coming for everyone. He came for Pat McAfee, for Shannon Sharp. Mm. All the big names who talked about it. Those who are the state of Mississippi who's going after him. The prosecutors, they're like, we have every bit of information here to prove this is exactly what we're saying it is. It's a bummer. He was a great player. Terrible guy, apparently. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
That's your flashing light.
I don't have it, Brett.
Time is 7 a.m. Today's a high of 53 degrees. Alternate side parking is in effect.
Celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. WQHD-FM, HD1 New York. 97 minutes commercial-free.
Yeah.
Commercial-free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, good morning, everyone. It's always tough starting your day hearing about the murder gang, but hey, we're here.
Slaughter gang,
Ebro,
murder gang.
Laura and Rosenberg. What was that, Kat?
I said slaughter gang, murder gang.
Right, slaughter gang and murder gang.
Yeah.
It's two different gangs or same gang?
I don't know. That's a good question. That's a good question.
I'm really only familiar with their work from the Drake 21 album. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not otherwise up on Slaughter Gang, Murder Gang, and they do say them together, so that could be one collaborative gang that's slaughtering and murdering.
I know for a fact that Slaughter Gang is 21 Savage's people, so maybe Murder Gang is a new addition with Drake in them. I don't know.
Drake comes through and he's like, listen, guys, not really down for the slaughter. What I can bring to the table is murder.
Exactly.
Whoa. That's what I have for you. Hey guys, guess what today is?
What's that?
Valentine's Day?
It's Valentine's Day.
Hey, I got
it. And if us saying that, Cupid Valentino. And that's right, Shawnee Culture. That's right. Oh, or is that you, Cast? Or
no,
that's
Shawnee, but he never fails. He's always on point with the Happy Valentine's Day by Outkast.
I mean, you know he had that on Smash.
On deck.
Every day's a 14th. It's the only Valentine's Day song, really, right?
Hip-hop. In hip-hop, like that's based on Valentine's Day. I'd have to think. That's a good topic, Shawnee.
Not many songs just dedicated to Valentine's.
Like, straight up to it. But I'll tell you this. If you're a dude out there who's in a relationship, and the first you're hearing about Valentine's Day is right now, we got something for you.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big willy talk, hop you up, playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. I
don't play. It dawned on me, Laura Stiles, that I was in the midst of playing myself last night.
Oh my God, what happened?
No, nothing. I just got in bed and I realized, like, I didn't really have anything planned. We were kind of delaying when we're going to actually celebrate because we couldn't get the reservation we wanted. So we were like, let's just wait. And then I was like, wait a second. I can't just push the whole thing off by a week and think it's going to be good tomorrow. You're experienced enough to know that's not going to play out well. You know, matter how, she's being like, yeah, sure. And then I was like, wait a second, hit me with the butt.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So I just ran out. I just ran out right now.
You did.
I got the roses when they were fresh delivered. I've never seen them look fresher or better at the place in my neighborhood.
Did they have that little morning dew on it?
Yeah, guys, when I tell you how much they're charging this week at bodegas for Valentine's Day flowers,
going in,
I'll let you each make a guess. I decided to say screw it. Got 2 dozen red roses. What do you think the total was at the bodega?
Two dozen red roses.
2 dozen.
Go ahead,
Valentine's Day morning.
2 dozen
on Valentine's Day, and they're fresh looking.
24 stems, right?
24 total stems, cast one.
Okay, when you're talking my hand, I'm saying
they're not a dollar.
$85.
$85.
Anyone else have a guess?
I would say 50.
Shawnee?
Let me say, I gotta do some math. Let's say $5 a rose.
Okay, here we go.
You know what I'm saying? Let's say 5 times.
What is the price is
24.
Right?
Here we go.
120. From doing this little experiment, we know which of the people here ran a bodega. The total was $87.
You see me out here, right? You see me out here, man. I got these prices on Smash.
And they now listen, fellas. I'm not good. And maybe this will all backfire, and tomorrow I'll give myself the button again on how this was all a huge failure. But then as I was putting the flowers together, you know, like opening them up,
Yeah.
A few, like eight, I knocked off like eight rose petals.
That's fine.
So I took the petals
and I
ran them along from the door out to where the flowers are.
You the Slaughter Gang CEO.
Slaughter Gang. Murder Gang. It's more, Shawnee, honestly, it's what I did today. It was more Murder Gang than Slaughter Gang.
Killed it. Killed it.
Because it was more Drake. You know what I mean? It was romantic. Right, more Murder Gang than Slaughter Gang. So listen, hopefully it doesn't backfire and I'm not back here congratulating myself tomorrow. But you got to come up with something, fellas. It's early.
Steps on it. It's stuck on her foot. Yeah. She's like, yo, who dropped roses on the floor? Like,
she's like, who dropped crappy bodega roses on the floor? Laura, what do you got?
Congratulations. Because yourself. I feel like if you have been in a relationship and you feel like your significant other doesn't care, like, and you're scrambling to figure out what to do today, congratulations.
Oh, no, it's me?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I also think, like, you have to know your partner, because there's some partners, like, even if you don't really, like, it could be something small. Like, you don't have to go all out, but it could be just something small, like a little special, even like a special breakfast, whatever they like to eat, whether it's like a Valentine's smoothie. I think it's just the thought that counts. You know what I mean? Just mentioning, acknowledging it. You don't have to go out and spend hundreds of dollars on the holiday. You don't have to do that.
Here's what
I wonder.
Here comes Shawnee.
I'm just saying. I'm just, you know what I mean? Some people be like, it's just a thought, and then they get a little, isn't this your favorite hard candy? And it's like, really? Really?
Hard
you just going to give me some Lifesavers? But you're that's your favorite.
You're going to give me a Werther's Original?
Exactly.
Man, nobody wants this Werther's Original.
It's the thought. It's the thought. You love those.
Oh, see, but that's what I was hoping. That's why I'm hoping this doesn't backfire, because last night, as it sounded, there was nothing going on. So her waking up to a big bouquet of roses, I think, could be enough to be like, that's a really nice start to the Valentine's Day.
Absolutely.
You don't need to be at the, fellas, you don't need to be at the Louis store today. Okay, you don't need to be getting, it's not a Valentine's Day gift to have credit card debt for the next 5 years for
Facts.
Valentine's Day.
Right.
Facts.
Make a little
fact,
meal,
ever,
whatever.
Ever, yeah. How about that, ever. I feel like it's nice to splurge every now and then if you can and if you want to, but there is no reason why you need to be swiping your credit card for something you cannot afford. You're playing yourself, and it's probably the wrong person you're with if that person is expecting you to go there.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Let's also hit the button if you went out on Valentine's Day and said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy my person the red boots that I'm seeing everyone wear on
Mario
Instagram.
Brothers.
Bruh. Can someone
mischief boots? I hate
guys,
them.
I know I'm old. I don't get a lot of things anymore. I admit it. Can someone explain to me what the hell is going on with the boots?
I don't know. So, you know, my friend was like, I think this is some kind of social experiment to see who really
I feel like Kanye started this. Because wasn't he first with some big boots? Kind of, I mean, everything oversized?
Yeah, but this is something else, Shawnee. This is
right. But I'm saying, like,
this is way, like, he had some ridiculous Balenciaga boots, but these are just like
next,
like,
level
straight
Super Mario
anime Superman cartoon situation.
Right.
So, like, right. So I agree that it could be a social experiment. Like, I think it sounds when I saw, because, like, I've seen now on my feed, started with Lil Wayne rocking them, right? This is just my feed. I saw Partisan Fontaine wearing them. I saw Coi Leray wore them to perform at the Nets game the other day.
Yes.
You said Fabio? So,
Fabio too?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I didn't notice Fabio on my feed. I didn't see, he didn't hit me, but that doesn't surprise me. Love Fabio. He would go out and grab some insane boots.
Right.
Out of so everyone on this show, who do you think would show up with the boots?
Ebro? You think Ebro would show up with the Mario Bros?
Ebro would definitely cop. Ebro would cop, bro. Yo, he might not wear them, but he'll buy them.
Yo, facts. Facts. Yo, I had to get it. You know I ain't going to wear these, but I'm going to put them in my collection.
Right. Oh my
gosh, man. But if, in all seriousness, if you're seeing this on Instagram, and by like the third or fourth time you see it on a celebrity, you're like, you know what? Those actually aren't bad. I got something for you.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
They are that bad.
They are.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
I don't play.
Ebro!
Burrow in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
I guess, Laura, it goes into fundamentally where I'm a little lost on social media these days. Like, I was telling Shawnee, I don't even really get the whole, you know, dance craze on TikTok thing. Like, conceptually. Like, yes, A, I'm not a good dancer. Of course. B, though, I just don't get the whole idea of wanting to do something that's a version of what everyone else is doing. Literally, like, the same thing. See, Sonny, don't play this beat to try to get me to do the little...
the dance. Yeah, we are a Negro.
No, this are one. We are a Negro?
This one.
Watch out.
This one.
I don't even know what this dance challenge is, but that we are on the ground.
You don't know what this is?
This is... this, you don't know the...
Oh, you out of it.
Oh, that little hip dance thing?
Sonny, it's a Uzi. To that? It's not a challenge. It's just a dance more right. than a challenge.
Oh, yeah. I know this dance.
Same thing.
But the challenge you were saying where everybody wants to just repeat...
Yeah, I just don't get it. I don't get it. Maybe because someone can make me understand. I mean, no, you know what? You're not going to be able to. It's meant for the kids. It's, listen, it's not for us,
if
man.
If you wear the boots, you will understand.
Right.
This is the disconnect. You got to put on the boots.
Put on the boots and you'll get it. All right, it's Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg. Let's let this rock, though. Let's join his heart.
This ain't what you want.
Project.
This ain't what you want. This ain't what you want.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Can I shake that?
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Cast 197 minutes commercial free. Ebro in La Mañana with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Yeah, that part, Valentine's Day. Hope you got it together. You know what I'm saying? Hope you got it together.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. My flowers touched down yesterday. You know what I'm saying? And I walked in today and I got a gift from my lady. And she planned dinner. Woo! I'm having a great Valentine's Day, right, babe?
I don't think y'all heard.
Wow.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Did she say shut up?
Nope. She sure didn't say shut up.
Can y'all dig that? Now, when arrows don't penetrate, see.
What?
Yeah.
Now, Cupid, kill your ass.
He shoots straight. That's right. For your heart. Now, and he won't miss you.
No, he won't. Cupid will kill your ass. Don't believe in me, God. Happy Valentine's Day. There was that moment I was like, yo, this album's so fire. Andre don't want to rap no more. It's over.
He's done.
But this album was fire. But relax. He was like, you know, I'm out. I'm going to go play my clarinet.
Yeah, Laura said he walked away with the flute. He was just like, bye, everybody.
Yep. Into the sun.
Into the sun. Time to play the flute. Hey, it's a beautiful morning in the city, a mild morning, too. It's not too cold. Call right now, 800-223-9797. DJ John is here.
Yeah. Oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
DJ John.
You.
What you giving to people right now when they call and they smarter than you, fam?
Oh, listen, you automatically qualify for Ebro in the Morning Coachella getaway, baby. A grand prize.
He did it right today.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you qualify automatically.
That's right.
Automatically. But also,
We just hooking you right now with tickets to Who's Next on February 28th and some Hot 97 merch. So all that in one amazing bundle, baby.
Yo, I hope it's that fire merch we had at Summer Jam.
Ooh,
last year. You know what I'm saying? The Hot 97 jerseys and ooh, that commemorative K Slay t-shirt.
My favorite. Fire. My favorite.
Right. Those K Slay sold out, didn't they?
Yeah, they gone.
Yes. Well, look, big up to our marketing department. At least we got a coach. Listen, fam, we sent somebody to Coachella. That's major. Flight, hotel.
All that.
Just got to get in the win right now by being smarter than DJ John. Simone is on the line.
Simone. Sing it.
Good morning, Simone.
Happy Valentine's.
Nice.
Now, Simone, how do you say Valentine? Do you say Valentine or Valentine?
Valentine.
Okay, there we go. Happy just making sure. Happy Valentine.
Happy Valentine's. To my lady.
No, Tyne. Tyne.
Times. Tyne. Valentine's.
That's what I said, Valentine's.
All right, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Simone, answer this question super fast so you can hopefully be at the big Coachella concert festival thing in the desert. Laura Styles got a question for you.
Okay, Simone. Cupid is closely associated with which holiday?
Difficult.
Halloween.
Valentine's Day. Love. Valentine's Day.
There it is. She knows. Yeah, don't listen to DJ John.
She took forever.
John, all that right. Wasn't what you did right there. That wasn't spreading the love, man.
That's right.
I spread love all day.
Do you?
I do. Happy Valentine's Day to my lady. How about that?
That's spreading love to your lady. That's not like spreading love, really.
Well, it's
spreading shut love up, to
John.
Her.
Yeah.
Hey, John, shut up.
My bad.
All right, here we go.
My bad.
John, all right, here's your question. Can you tell us, I need the full date.
Date?
Okay.
Okay.
What was the release date for Speakerbox/The Love Below by Outkast?
2003.
Ooh. Full date. Full date, John.
September 12th.
September 12th.
2003?
Oh, my God, John. That was so close.
What? Yeah,
September
John.
September 23rd.
Damn it.
2003.
Oh, man. More twos.
Damn it.
Twos and threes. Twos and threes. That was real good, John.
Good.
That's a good
Simone,
game.
You are in to win that trip we got to Coachella. We're lacing you up with some amazing gifts in the meantime, and then somebody going to reach out. I don't know how we're doing the reach out part, but maybe it's like a, you know what I mean, some sort of random selection.
Mm.
What is the selection process for this Coachella thing?
I don't know.
Good question.
Uh-oh.
No answer.
Uh-oh. Sounds I'm like excited. An inside job. Hang on, Simone.
Hold on.
Hang on. Okay. On the way. Oh. Flashing lights. Laura Styles. Juanito, why are you still talking? What's going on?
Never mind.
What are you saying? What are you saying?
Well, Producer Grizz about to explain the random process.
Oh.
And then he went away.
No, you sent him away.
I did? Oh, all right. Bye, Grizz.
Anyway, Flashing Lights, Laura Styles, what's popping?
All right. Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, I'll let you know what's happening with Drake and the XXXTentacion case.
Uh-oh.
It's a lot going on, but I'll explain what's happening coming up in the Flashing Lights report.
We're not going to talk about Iggy Azalea. That's what's on the Hot 97 app. Something about her draws or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
No, it was. That was the first thing I saw this morning when I woke up. I was like, wow, this Iggy Azalea lady back out here popping. She's at the Knicks game with Jalen Brunson, telling him he played a good game or something. I was like, why? Why is this happening? Cash 197 minutes commercial free. Let's go. Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg. Wait, so Shani, you never bought anybody Valentine as an adult?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I did that like in my high school year.
Not even like a flower?
I mean, I might have, maybe, but it definitely was a while ago, so I don't really remember.
I used to be on that type of time.
Yeah, you shift until it directly affects you.
Nah, it doesn't really affect me. I think I just realize it just makes people happy, so I did it.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I mean? And you know, like I could draw a line and be, I could draw a line and be like, I don't do it, and ain't nobody gonna say nothing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it makes people happy, so then I just started doing it.
So you folded.
Well, how about how, you just lied? You ain't nobody gonna say nothing.
Well, no, like if I had got into a relationship and I was like, I don't do Valentine.
Yeah.
I don't think I would not have a relationship because of that. Is my point.
Right. Right.
But in my current relationship, I already started doing the Valentine because I started many years ago doing Valentine's Day for because I know people enjoy it.
And she loves it, right?
And yeah, and it's fun to show love.
But if
I get Valentine's for Easter too.
I'm just saying that you hear something. Most people would say something. They might, if they were just really geeked to be with you the first year, they'd be like, oh yeah, he doesn't celebrate Valentine's Day. And her friends would be like, oh girl, that's interesting. And then the next year it'd be like, hey, is he back? Is he still not doing stuff for Valentine's Day? What's wrong with him?
Right.
You'd have 1 year.
Yeah, love is, for me, every day is the 14th. You know what I'm saying?
That's wow. What exactly. Happy Valentine's Day.
You know what I'm saying? I don't need a specific day.
What about your partner, Shawnee? What about your partner? It's not about you all the time.
So here's exactly what I'm saying.
Go in not gonna, with somebody that listen, you can align with.
You guys, you're not going to convert the man right now.
No, we're not trying.
The reason I brought it up was because I used to be on that type of time, and I know there's people out there like that.
Right.
And so when you get older and you mature, you're just like, yo, if it's a card and a flower.
Don't say it
like
that.
It's just a card and a flower, though.
Don't say it like that, though.
Wait, like
what? Because when you say when you get older and mature, you're insinuating that it's immature to be any other way than the way that you just converted.
I mean, you sound sensitive. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying you. It sounds unfolded, and now you pointing fingers.
No, I wasn't. I was just saying. I realized that it made people happy. It's not that big a deal.
I know.
Yo, let him be unhappy, bro.
Nah, but what you mean? I'm happy being myself.
Let's go. Let's go. Flashing lights, man. Laura Styles.
Yo, man, I
wasn't even trying to do all that, man. I really wasn't. I was just.
Ebro, He said when you get older and mature, that's not a little bit of a jab?
Hey, come on, fam.
Come
on. I wasn't saying nothing. I'm just saying.
I mean, you could buy a little 50-cent flower and a $3 card. It's not even that big. It's nothing.
Right. I could do that yesterday, and I could do that tomorrow. And
you could do it all 3 days.
Exactly.
But did you?
No.
All right, go ahead. Continue.
He doesn't celebrate Christmas either. Right. I mean, guys, I'd love to fight with Shawnee, but on Easter. this is part of his belief system. I don't think there's any room here.
Exactly. We know what you believe in.
Yo, man, this wasn't even supposed to be that deep, man. But we got in a belief system. Y'all want to get into the vaccine next? Y'all want to go vaccine voting? It's just a flower in a car, bro.
It's just a vaccine. Just do it all.
Aliens and Anunnaki, too. Let's throw them all in there.
Yo, God, man. Damn. Flashing lights. What's going on?
Oh, my God. All right. So Drake's attorney is asking a judge in the XXXTentacion case to revoke the order for a deposition. Now, after XXX was killed, there was speculation that Drake and even the Migos were thrown in that mix, that they were behind it, allegedly. So Drake was asked to appear before a court multiple times earlier in 2023, but has failed to come at risk of being in contempt of court. Now, Drake's attorney says that the paperwork in the situation is done improperly. And he says, look, there's no evidence to substantiate the assertion that Drake in any way contributed to or acknowledged or participated in the incident.
Bro, this thing is so dumb, bro.
Ugh. And now Drake is scheduled to appear for deposition on Friday, February 24th.
But I thought the judge or his lawyer just showed up and he's not going to have to appear. What does Drake have to do with this? Yo, the guy, there's three dudes. They killed the young bro, RIP XXX, over $50,000. The story goes, according to what I've read, that one of the dudes didn't want to do it. And his friends basically coerced him into doing it. They get in trouble after they then robbed the kid for $50,000 or whatever was on him. Two of the guys split the money. And they give the third, they wasn't going to give the third guy any money, but they end up giving him like $4,000 and the other two dudes split the rest. The guy that got the $4,000 is basically rolling and telling the whole story on the other two dudes.
So where did the Drake thing come into play? As even
I think they just delay it, bro. I don't even understand the Drake angle.
Wait, Cass One tried to explain it to me. And you know, he's a resident beef expert.
Well, I mean, you know, Drake's been throwing jabs. Him and Triple X had a beef, a little thing or whatever. And honestly, I'm with Ebro on this. I think the lawyer is just grasping at straws and doing lawyer stuff and just throwing stuff out there to try to get some sort of reasonable doubt. But yeah.
But there was a back and forth.
There absolutely was a back and forth. And Drake absolutely has been addressing it as far as even like the last album with 21 Savage. So Drake has continuously talked about it, if you read between the lines. But I don't know if there's anything.
I mean, you know, Drake
is
Subway. I mean, he is Subway. He is the sub master.
The petty king.
Yo, man.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I was just curious what the lines were.
They're all over the place.
All the
way going back to Scorpion. People been dissecting it on the internet for a while.
It all started, Rosenberg, because of the one song. Remember when Triple X had that Look At Me Now song? Drake did that same flow on one of his albums, and Triple X got mad about it and called him out on it, and then it just became a little bit of a back and forth thing.
Maybe I do vaguely remember that. Okay. All right.
Anyway, that's your Flash and Lights report. The time is 8:02, a high of 52 degrees today, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Keep it locked, man. It's Valentine's Day. Overrated. Too much pressure on society to buy a 25-cent flower and a 50-cent car, to fold a piece of paper and say, I love you, or...
By the way, I want to know, someone tell me where the 25-cent flowers and 50-cent car
Exactly.
I need to go.
Nowhere.
And the
nowhere.
Folded piece of paper that's appreciated.
Yo, the folded piece of paper is appreciated, yo, from your kindergartner. Don't exactly. Don't do that.
That's right. Oh, that's true.
That.
That's true.
Don't
you
do
are
that.
Appreciated.
You are appreciated.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, two things I want to cover real quick right here. It's Valentine's Day, so we're going to get to that first. And I need you guys on the line, 800-223-9797. Please call. Is Valentine's Day overrated, or is it necessary for your relationship?
Is it necessary?
Because, you know, there might be some women out there that, or men that's like, yo, if I meet a dude and he don't do Valentine's Day, it tells me something about him. I ain't rocking with it.
Right.
That might be their thing. I'm not saying
and
it's
the
right
opposite.
Or wrong.
And the opposite.
And the opposite.
Right.
Somebody might call and be like, look, if she tripping that hard off Valentine's Day or he's tripping that hard, I already know. Right. Not doing it.
Right.
And I want to hear about it. While we get ready for those calls, though, I ran into Nate Burleson, Rosenberg, from CBS Morning Show. You saw his Super Bowl prediction. You saw that he nailed it. Nailed the score, obviously the MVP. And, you know, it was a little bit of a thing. But that's not even the point.
Bart Scott did as well, but keep going, yes.
Yeah, but that's not even the point. The point is your man is convinced that he's got bars. And, like, legit stopped me two or three times, like, yo, I'm coming on the show. I got bars.
All right, well, let's see.
Well, and so now, because he predicted the score and got it right, I was more inclined to believe that he knows that he might have bars or not.
That is an insane assumption by you.
It is, right? It's stupid. I was like, well, maybe he knows what he's talking about.
That's like someone tells you they know something about sports, and then you're like, hey, can you recommend a restaurant while you're at it? I mean, it's not the same thing.
No, I didn't ask him. He asserted that he had bars, so maybe he knows what he's talking about. We're going to see.
Listen, I'm down. He's a very nice guy, and he's super talented. I'm down to see what the bars look like.
Oh, man, but it could go bad. You know what I'm saying? It could go so bad for him.
Although, what are the expectations now? He's like a morning show, you know, national TV host at this point.
He's up there with Gayle King all the time, right? That's his role. He's on CBS Morning with Gayle King.
He's on CBS Morning. Yeah, yeah, he's on CBS Football. He does so much big mainstream stuff. Like, are there any expectations that he should have bars? You know what I mean? Who cares?
Yeah, no, you're right. But when you say it, when you stop me and say, I need to come on, I got bars.
Has he ever seen the Sweetie video?
That's
Stop.
I'm sorry. I mean, it's important to watch.
It's important to watch.
Come on, Laura.
Let's go to Christine on the line. Christine, what do you say? Valentine's Day, Christine. Yeah.
Valentine's Day is overrated. Why do you got to say I love you with a dozen roses that are going to die in a couple days anyway? No, you got to love me 365 days out of the year, not February 14th.
That's right.
Oh, wait. The person really only needs to love you 364. Oh, you sound single. That's for damn sure. You sound single and not ready to mingle.
I do mingle, but I don't go home. Hey.
Uh-oh. There you go. Damn, bro. Why you got to do that?
Well, because she was so aggressive about it. You ever notice that people are most aggressive about it?
Yeah.
They're usually single. Usually. Not all the time.
It's not that serious. Like, please, why do you have to throw so much
negative
sauce?
I was even with somebody last year for Valentine's Day, and it sucked. So, no.
Go to line six, Shine. Let's talk to Brian. Thank you. Thank you so much, Christine. She's mad aggressive. Brian, a man on the line. What do you say? Valentine's Day, Brian. Yes.
Good morning to y'all. Y'all, Rosenberg, Lori Styles. Good morning to y'all. Happy Valentine's Day.
You see how happy this guy sounds? Are you in the Valentine's Day? You like Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I do, and it's necessary because. Yeah.
It's necessary.
It is.
I like
Think about it, Brian. You know.
I said I like it. Speak on it, Brian.
Yeah, because it's, you know, your wife expects a Valentine's.
That's the only reason.
He don't want someone to count.
Yo, Brian, I thought you was really going to deliver here, man.
Nope.
I thought you was really going to come with something.
We see what's going on.
Nah, Ebro. It's a special day. It's a special day. It's a special
He's saying, all, yo, listen. Time. Brian sounds like he didn't. You want to shout out? You probably didn't even get a gift. You just wanted to use the radio to make it sound like you was into it.
No. I got a gift. It's all good.
What'd you get, Brian?
I got candy. I got, she got me a jacket.
Oh, she got you a jacket. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm the heating jacket.
Oh, nice. You work outside.
Good for you, Brian. Yes, I do, sir.
Yeah, good for you. Well, thank you for calling, man. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, you too. You too, Lauren.
All right.
Rose.
All right.
Thanks, buddy.
He's special. He's a special case. Drea's on the line. Drea, what do you say about Valentine's Day?
I don't think it's overrated, but I do feel like the way people celebrate it is overrated. As long as you're with me on the 13th, 14th, and 15th, we could be in the house watching Netflix, but you won't be with me. You're going to be
you
with
know
me
what?
On Valentine's Day.
That's right. You know what? That's smart. That's a smart person right there.
Making sure she holds her partner captive for 3 days just in case. What do you mean she's smart?
It's the principalities. It's the principalities to the whole thing.
Yes, okay. We could Uber Eats because restaurants are overrated. Like, we could go to a restaurant any other day, but you're going to be with me.
You are going to be hostage, but we don't have to do nothing.
I'm not mad at it, by the way, because I'm down for that.
All right. Let's go to Lyle on the line. We got to find somebody who says it's overrated. I'm trying to support Shawnee's position.
It's not fully my position, but, you know, I just don't do it. But for each his own.
Lyle, what do you say, man?
Sorry, good morning. I feel like Valentine's Day is completely overrated. Like, honestly, the guys get screwed every year. Like,
not this year. Speak for yourself. I had a great one.
Well, I got screwed. I get the same thing every year: hat and gloves. Like the women, like, we go out there and spend all this money and everything. Like, if I love you,
Listen. That's where you're screwing up, spending a bunch of money
every day.
Don't spend a bunch of money on Valentine's Day. It's not necessary, especially if you're doing something for the person's birthday. Thank you for your call.
Man.
Shawna, you'll leave that line open until they just keep talking, bro. You just leave it open. They just keep talking.
And then furthermore, I was talking to my cousin last week.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo.
He hates it too.
Got some socks.
Nah, but real, you don't have to spend a lot of money. It ain't about spending a lot of money. And if you're with somebody that requires you to spend a lot of money and makes it a whole, especially, look, bro, there's birthdays. There's the holidays, whatever you celebrate, whether that's Christmas or whatever you're doing. There's all these different options. And then there's just any random day you want to do something nice, you could do something nice. If you're not doing that, and then Valentine's Day comes around and you still like, nah, yeah, you done out here, bro. You're done. You're not giving nobody nothing nice never that you supposedly love.
And I feel like Valentine's Day is an easy cleanup for anybody who doesn't do it regularly.
Super easy.
Right. Whereas for me, I kind of don't emphasize none of the holidays, so I try to make sure that the same type of love is delivered consistently to the people that I care about.
Yeah.
Right? So to my kids, to my loved ones, you know, Christmas, birthdays, Valentine's, they get that kind of energy throughout. You know what I'm saying?
But that's beautiful.
Like you said, if you don't do it, then it's the day that you got to feel.
Yo, you like one of the callers right now. You just keep them going on this. You just still trying to clean it up. Cash One Blast Zone, man.
There you go.
Listen, man, you ain't got to clean it up for us, man. You do you, man.
I'm making you understand. That's all.
Yo, man, just, you know, get a card, you know, spend $3 or nah. It's not a big deal.
$3.
Or not.
Yo, you know, you can send like a digital card these days. You ain't even got to spend no money. They got websites to get it. You ain't even got to do nothing.
Congrats, bro. If you hit your lady legitimately with the, those Blue Mountain cards? I mean, yo, bro. If you dare.
Yo, good morning, everybody. The sun is shining on this day, too. You know what? Text your loved one and say we're going to lunch. How about lunch together today? We ain't even got to do nothing crazy.
That's what I'm doing.
We can just go for, yo, on a sunny day like this, you could just go for a walk, B. Nothing. You'd be like, yo, let's meet up, grab a little gyro, and go for a walk.
My man, Ebro now sounds full on dead prez. Yo, we could just relax and just chat.
On. You know what I'm saying? Mindset. We ain't got to take our clothes off yet.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
Fresh batter salad with croutons.
Woo! And then maybe later on my futon. You know what I'm saying?
Oh! Now that's
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Girl, your body good and you're special to me.
Ebro in the morning, some Brooklyn, Lola Brooke for y'all. You know what I'm saying? That'll get you hype. Don't play with it.
That's moving on the TikTok big too. It's another thing that drives me crazy, watching all these people do all these gun dances, looking gangster at the camera. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah, welcome to TikTok, bro. Welcome to TikTok. It's Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg, and it is time for the Guru.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Guru, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. where the gurus unite to walk with you, to hold your hand. Shawnee Culture, burn the sage.
Shai, let us cleanse the energy. Zen, 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 zen,
zen. Zen, zen, zen. Rosenberg, tell us.
So wait, the gurus, I heard earlier two of the gurus was against, or one was supportive of the one that was against buying something to make somebody happy on Valentine's Day.
Here you go, look. Don't infiltrate the Zen.
I'm not trying to infiltrate Zen. I'm just trying to make sure that's guru talk.
Guru talk is about love.
And being true to oneself.
The whole day is about love, man.
We're not against Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay.
No one's against
Valentine's Day. You're just not getting nothing. ain't no alternate side parking, not a real holiday.
That's right. Thank you. That's the standard we use here.
Right. Are they suspending the parking?
No.
Then it ain't real.
It ain't real.
Shawnee.
Oh, sorry. We're for love.
And guys, before things get any hotter, I want to sip on some water.
Zen, 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 zen.
What is that? I don't get it. What does that have to do with anything?
Replaced the breathing exercise with a water exercise. That's all.
Hydration.
What is
hydration?
Hydration will heal the nation.
I know you can't
resist
that. I know you can't resist that. Come on.
Listen, I can't resist anything. I'm out here buying Valentine's gifts too.
Facts. Yeah. You are a simp. TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. TheGuruLaura@gmail. I'm skipping the intros because this lady runs long. She says, my dilemma, I'm a 37-year-old female in New York. Been with the same guy 15 years. We lost our way. He cheated. Tried to forgive him, but it changed so much. What?
I was saying 30, and they've been together 15 years?
37.
37, sorry. Go ahead.
15 years. We lost our way. He cheated. I tried to forgive him, but it changed the way I looked at him, which created distance, etc. We decided to try an open relationship a couple years back. I didn't act on it until last year. I reached my breaking point. Saw my man in a different light. I got on a dating app for the first time ever. I met this 40-year-old man. He caught my attention. I've had so many opportunities to be with others over the year. Attractive, successful men, but I never wanted to act on it because I love my man, wanted it to work. No one compared to my man's love in my eyes until I learned about the infidelity. Fast forward. This new man I met sparked something in me I haven't felt in years. He's the opposite of my man, which is ironic. Listen, I'm at an age where I'm ready to settle down. I want a bigger home, start a family, enjoy life. I want someone to build with. I told the new guy about my open relationship. He was taken aback, said he still wanted to get to know me and wanted to meet me. We both agreed. He asked me just to be honest. We chatted daily for almost 3 months before we met. He tried to see me so many times. I kept making excuses and eventually realized I'm going to lose this man if I don't agree to a date. So we went on a date and clicked immediately. He brought my situation up and just asked me to keep it real. I felt comfortable with him off the bat. I never feel this way. The last time I felt this way was when I met my man. Mm-hmm. Now it's been 8 months. I've developed strong feelings. We've been sleeping together. But that's it.
That's it?
That's it. Well, okay, as long as it's just that. No more dates, no more effort. I've considered completely leaving my current relationship to explore something with this man, but I don't know what happened. I told my man I needed space, and we're on a break now because I knew I needed to sort my feelings out. I haven't shared this info with the new guy. It feels like the new guy just enjoys having sex with me because he doesn't put in any additional effort. I also can't blame him because he thinks I'm in an open relationship. All right, what she wants to know, guys, is it worth considering her leaving her man to be with this man full time? She said we've been putting ourselves in situations where we could get pregnant.
Mm.
Sometimes I get the feeling he does it on purpose. Time isn't on my side. I'm ready for something. I'm willing to take a leap of faith.
Whoa. Come on, man. This is so long, bro. What are you saying, bro?
So the final
You're having an unprotected sex with somebody that you're not with. And you writing up here to the radio station talking about, you know, it's like he does it on purpose. Grow up, fam. Use protection and be a cheater, or stop cheating and stay with your man. Then the third option, break up.
I mean, she's not cheating.
Fam, this little love affair that you're having, once you get pregnant, it's not going to be, you know, as exciting and rosy as you think it is. Then, bam, life is going to smack you in the face and you got to raise a child with someone you don't even know.
Yeah. You really need to be...
By yourself.
By yourself for a little while is what I'm thinking. Uh-huh. But you're scared to be because you're approaching 40 and you're ready to settle down. So you're trying to hold on to something that you know you shouldn't even be holding on to, which is neither of them.
Yes, if that can't.
Yeah, you definitely aren't into your man anymore. That you're definitely not into your man anymore. That part's over. Listen, sometimes people can get through infidelity, sometimes they can't. You're not getting past it. It doesn't
bring up the Frozen song, Let It Go. Let it go.
Let go. You gotta let them both go. The new one, he's not there for a relationship.
Yeah, you don't know. He could be, but you definitely have no idea. That would be a true leap of faith.
Right now, it looks like he's just having fun doing a little smack of yak.
Oh, yeah, and y'all having more than having fun. Y'all doing more than having fun. Y'all going raw dog. So y'all about to be doing more than that.
That's very dangerous, too.
So as a wise man once said, love without responsibility feels amazing.
That's right. That's right.
Second that responsibility pops up, doesn't feel so tight.
And this guy,
punch you in the face.
And this new guy is way beyond the point of being serious anymore.
Yeah.
Because at first he was like, I don't have to put any work in, and all right, cool, we here. Mm-hmm. But you're not going to leave your man and get into a serious relationship with this guy either. So.
Nope. So you might as well, if you said time is not on your side, what you want to do is get out of this relationship and start healing so you can get back on board.
That's a fact.
And if you want to test him, ask him if he's going to buy you a Valentine's Day gift today. You'll see how serious he is.
Oh, ooh. My God. I think we all agree, let it go. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Trent, no weakness. No weakness.
I mean, if you got to ask for Valentine's Day, probably not going to happen.
By the way, I mean, just if her biggest concern, is the kids part, by the way, because she's 37, I know this isn't romantic what I'm about to say. Mm-hmm. If you really are just trying to have a kid, you're probably better off doing it with the guy you've known for 15 years than the dude you've known for 5 minutes, fam.
That's right.
You're better off with the guy you're no longer really in love with, but y'all really love each other deep down and have known each other forever. That's probably the better play than being like, maybe I'll just get randomly knocked up by this guy I met on Tinder. Chill out.
Right. They met on Tinder? Wow. This guy.
Whatever. I mean, she said dating apps.
On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles, what's going on?
Oh, I just saw this headline coming up in the flashing lights report. Playboy Cardi arrested after allegedly choking his pregnant girlfriend.
What?
Talk about it next.
Wow. Wait, was it? Didn't I bring up Iggy Azalea earlier on the program too? Don't they have a child together?
Yep.
Now, if I'm the Republicans, I'm running this right up Biden's tailpipe.
My Lord.
That's right. The story of the train that derailed in Ohio and basically polluted the land, and they had to burn off the waste, and now fish and animals dying, and they're trying to figure out, they had to like evacuate a town so people wouldn't get sick. The chemicals that were burning were like the same chemicals that were from World War I. So this whole area in Ohio is contaminated, and a lot of people are pointing back to the fact, which... I don't know if it makes sense, but the Republicans going to run it up his tailpipe, like I said.
Although
the train workers was trying to strike. They wanted more federal funding. They wanted to hold these companies accountable, these train companies. And the U.S. government basically was like, get your ass back to work. You ain't messing up the economy. And then this train accident happens that contaminates a whole town, killing, livestock and fish and... Dump people's dogs and whatnot.
And imagine what it's going to do to the families for a long time.
It's scary.
Bro.
It looks really scary, man.
These people have to move out. That's generations are going to get poisoned from this. I know it sounds exaggerated, but we've seen this before.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of these train lines, they say they don't want to upgrade the braking systems on these trains. You know, workers are trying to get more support, hire more people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, yeah, they're about to run this up on Biden. Run it up. T-Bro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning. 97 Minutes Commercial Free Cast 1 now. Flashing Lights with Laura Stiles.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flashing lights. And Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
Oh, I have a prize for caller number 9 at 800-223-9797. All right, the Ebro in the Morning prize pack, where you qualify for a grand prize of a Coachella getaway to celebrate Bad Bunny, Rosalia, Becky G, Kelly Uchis, and many more. And but we're automatically going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to Who's Next on February 28th and some dope Hot 97 merch, all right? So call in number 9. This is for you. Now, they're saying that Playboi Carti was arrested after allegedly choking his pregnant girlfriend after an argument about a paternity test. Now, the woman told police that he grabbed her by the throat until she could barely breathe. She told police she thought she was going to die. She claimed she's 14 weeks pregnant and had been staying with him and living with him since July of 2022. Witnesses say they saw Playboi Carti with the woman, and she tried to escape her vehicle using the SOS feature to call the police, and he attacked her. So police are confirming she has visible injuries to her neck, chest, and back. Oh, this is horrible.
Damn. Now, for the audience, who is this? This person's an artist. Because, you know, I'm not quite convinced that our audience knows this person by their music. And, and Playboi Carti has a child with Iggy Azalea, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we were just talking.
Because I know it. I know in the. I know on the internet and in the hype beast world, you know, Playboi Carti's a phenomenon. We've covered him before, but I wouldn't say that the audience quite knows who he is based on his music or hearing from him. Do they?
Right. Not everybody.
He's a bit of an enigma too.
Some people do. He's big to kids. Like I've actually never. It's been, again, one of those things I don't understand. He seems fine. I mean, Carti seems like a fine artist, but the way kids react to him. You play Magnolia, people lose their damn minds. But it does not. Adults don't really talk about them like that. It's weird.
Well, it's a terrible story. It's horrible.
Terrible. That sounds really bad.
In other news, did you guys see Tina Fey and Amy Poehler announced a joint comedy tour?
Ooh.
Yeah, the Restless Leg Tour is coming to celebrate 30 years of their friendship, so... they're going to start in Washington, D.C. on April 28th, and the tour will go all the way to Chicago. And tickets, let me see. Oh, and they're going to end up in Atlantic City's Hard Rock Live on June 10th. That's but that should be pretty
okay,
funny.
Okay, ladies.
Yes.
I'm excited for that.
That's your Flash and Light report.
It is East Palestine, Ohio.
Yes.
And I just saw... seemingly a trusted Twitter person.
Okay.
Somebody who ran for political office, educator, activist. I like her a lot. Nina Turner just tweeted. Reminder, they're arresting reporters in East Palestine, Ohio, who are trying to report on the train derailment.
Yeah, I heard about that too. I was so confused.
What?
Yeah.
Do you think it's because they don't want them there in case of, for health reasons?
I mean, that's a good cover. It's a good cover. But right. They're there.
Yeah. And they also don't want the real.
Well, and also, yeah. And also, these reporters obviously are either working for themselves or working for someone. So if they're choosing to be there to get the scoop, you know, that's not the city's problem, I wouldn't think, or the police precinct's problem. They're arresting people. And they're going to blame it on, you know, quarantine area or some sort of obstruction, et cetera, et cetera. But it is peculiar. Seems like a cover-up.
Sure feels that way.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, a beautiful day. Happy Valentine's Day. It's all about love. Love on somebody. You know what I mean?
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.